In our previous shiur, we began a discussion based on pshat in our Gemara here in Masechta Sukkah, Daf Yud Gimel, when we have to eat tomorrow on Pesach by a Seder. The Mishnah Masechta Pesachim, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, mentions five types of vegetables and herbs that can be used for maror. How are we to understand that list? Are we to understand that list that the Torah, that the Chazal wanted us to use only one of those five types of vegetables, and therefore we need to know what is and isn't included in that list? Or are we to understand, and that's the Magen Avraham's approach, or are we to understand the Mishnah mentions those five types, but it's not specifically those five types, any bitter herb or vegetable can be used for maror, which is clearly the opinion of the Chachma Shloima, meant in the Shulchan Aruch, and the on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, and also the opinion of the Sfas Emes. But the Chachma Shloima himself really touches on a question. He says that we know that typically when Chazal tell us something, they mean what they say. The lists are usually exhaustive. If indeed the halacha is that any type of bitter herb can be used for maror, so why doesn't it say, why is that indeed the case? Why don't we say that if there's specific types mentioned, it means those types and nothing else? So actually, perhaps in being able to try to understand an answer to this question, we have to go to a Rosh in Masechta Pesachim. The Rosh on Masechta Pesachim, it's the end of the Rosh in Parak Avi Pesachim, on the Gemara and Daf Kuf Yudalit, teaches us, Ochla lachtsoim, if you ate the maror piecemeal, yotza. Bavach la yisha, ben achila l'chaverta, yoysa mechtei achilas pras. One has to be careful to eat the maror in the shear of kedei achilas pras, because you're making a bracha, says the Rosh, on achilas maror. And we know that whenever you make a bracha of achilas maror, it has to be eaten. You have to have a kezayis, and the halacha is you also have to eat a kedei achilas pras. And continues the Rosh in saying, that's why by the karpas, we don't have to eat a kezayis, because by the maror, our brach is al achilas maror. By the karpas, our brach is only a bari pri adama. And therefore, you don't have to, since you're not using the word achila, you don't have to eat a kezayis. What is the Rosh mean? The Rosh seems to mean that maror, you really wouldn't have to eat a kezayis of maror. Why do you have to eat a kezayis of maror? The Rosh is saying only because you're going to eat, you're making a bracha of al-achilas maror, and since you're making a bracha of al-achilas maror, therefore you have to eat a kezayis, because en achila pachs mekezayis. The Shagas Arye in Simon Kuf asks some obvious questions on the Rosh, and we'll mention some of them. One is the Gemara in Masechta Pesachim, Daf Lamed Tes, the Gemara that we keep on referring to, that speaks about what can or can't be used for maror, says that perhaps you should be able to use the gall of an animal, which is obviously very bitter. So Gemara says, Dumi de matzah. The Gemara says the maror has to be similar to matzah. So if maror has to be similar to matzah, and matzah, so we see that maror has the same din as matzah. So by matzah there's a din that you have to eat a kezayis. Why by maror would there not be a din of eating a kezayis? Furthermore, The way we're understanding the Rosh, we're understanding that the Rosh, that the only reason we have to eat a kazayis of maror is because we're making a bracha of al-achilas maror. We wouldn't make that bracha, we would be able to eat less than a kazayis. It's the bracha that's forcing us to eat a kazayis. So the Havi's question is, don't make a bracha, al-achilas maror. Why did Chazal tell us that we have to eat, make a bracha of al-achilas maror? And then, once we have this, once we have this terminology, now we have to eat a kazayis, don't have that nusach. And once you don't have that nusach, you wouldn't have to eat a kazayis. And thirdly, in understanding the Rosh, as the Mefarshim explaining him, why indeed is maror different than everything else? Why is maror a chiv? Why is maror not required a kazayis? The only reason we're eating kazayis is because we're making this bracha, and every other situation where the Torah tells us to eat something, whether it's a mitzvah to eat something and you have to eat a kazayis, whether chas v'shalom, if you're going to eat machalos asuris, it's considered that you ate when you ate a kazayis. Why is maror different? So there's a very interesting vart from Reb Chaim Brisker. Reb Chaim Brisker says that when we speak about the mitzvah of achilas matzah, there's actually two types of achilas. The Torah says, al matzahs umayrim yichlua, that the matzah and marah have to be eaten together with the Korban Pesach. And then there's a separate mitzvah of be'erev toichlu matzahs. And that's why the Gemara and all the Rishonim explain that maror, eating maror bizman hazeh, is only a derabbana, because the only time the Torah speaks about eating maror is together with the Korban Pesach. So we don't have a Korban Pesach, the eating of the maror is only derabbana. Whereas matzah, the Torah says, be'erev toichel matzis, the matzah has its own chiv. So even when we bizman hazeh don't have matzah, we still have, we don't have Korban Pesach, we still have achilas, there's still a chiyah, achilas matzah. So he explains, so says Reb Chaim, the reason one has to eat a kazayis matzah is only because that what you're eating together with the because of the separate chiyah of eating matzahs. Be'erev toichel matzahs, and achila pachas mikazayis, so we have to eat a kazayis of matzah. But when we're eating matzah or maror only together, only as part of our eating the Korban Pesach, there, on the contrary, we don't have to eat a kazayis. The Torah doesn't mean we're only eating the matzah, only eating the maror to help us eat the Korban Pesach. So you don't have to have a kazayis of matzah. You don't have to have a kazayis of maror. So what Reb Chaim is saying is as follows. Matzah always had a chiyuv kazayis. The chiyuv kazayis is out the pasuk of be'erev toichlu matzis. Maror is only, the only time the Torah told us to eat maror is as part of our Korban Pesach achila. And there is no chiyuv kazayis. And that's pshat in the Rosh. Furthermore, says Reb Chaim, when the Gemara Masechta Psachim compares maror to matzah, it's the matzah that doesn't have a chiyuv kazayis. In other words, what Reb Chaim is saying is that two separate chiyuvim to eat matzah. One is the independent chiyuv of be'erev toichel matzahs that comes with a chiyuv to eat a kazayis, and one is the achilas matzah that's eaten together with the maror, and that matzah doesn't have to have a kazayis. That's the pasuk that compares maror to matzah. So yes, we're comparing maror to matzah. But the matzah that the maror is being compared to doesn't come with a chiyuv achilas kazayis. So the question that we began with, that if the Gemara Masechta Pesachim compares maror to matzah, if matzah has a chiyuv achilas kazayis, so maror should also, that question is now answered. Because the matzah that maror is compared to actually does not have a chiyuv kazayis. The matzah that the maror is compared to is from the pasuk of Amatzus Sumrayim Rechlua that doesn't have a chiyuv kazayis. And therefore, the vart of the Rosh, as explained by the Shagas Aryeh, is now very understandable. Because we indeed don't have to eat a kazayis of mor. But now, and the only reason we're eating it is because of the bracha of al-chilas mor. But we still have two questions left. One is, why indeed does mor not have achilas kazayis, like all other achilas in the Torah? And the other question is, if indeed mor doesn't have achilas kazayis, so why do we make a bracha of al-achilas mor, and now we have to eat a kazayis mor? Wouldn't we be better off not eating, not making that nusach bracha, and now we wouldn't have to eat a kazayis? So the Shaila Meshev says that there's a very fundamental difference between the achilas matzah and the achilas morah. The achilas matzah is zeicha to the lechem oini, that we ate lechem, as we say in the Seder. As we say by the Seder, lechem oini, we ate lechem oini, shoya oichlem mitzrayim. Lechem, which means the food that we ate, and as we explained, the food that we eat always has to be a kazayis. Maror is not, has a whole different explanation. And we actually quoted a Rashi in our previous year. That was the Rashi that actually the Chacham Shloimeh also quotes. The Rashi over there in Parshas Bo'i, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Ches, when the Pasuk teaches us the Din Amorah, and the Pasuk says Amorim, Kol Eis of Mar Nikra Morah. So Rashi says everything is called Morah, and says Rashi, V'tziva Lecha Morah, Zech Limorah V'schayeim. So Rashi is saying, and I think that's what the Shaul Meshev is trying to say, that maror is not zeichet to an achila. Maror is zeichet to an experience. And the experience of v'maror es chayayim, you can have without eating kazayis. It's not a din an achila. It's a zeicher of v'maror es chayayim. And therefore, says the Shaul Meshev, we can understand another halacha. It's a halacha in the Shulchan Aruch here in Hilchas Pesach that distinguishes between the achila of matzah and the achila of morah. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tuf Ayin Hey Sif Gimel, Bala matzah yotza. If somebody takes the matzah and just swallow it, it's fine. Of course, all the Paiskim say, it's only b'di'evet. But b'di'evet, if somebody just swallowed matzah, it's, and he didn't taste, he didn't chew it, and he didn't taste it, it's, he's fine. On the other hand, says the Shulchan Aruch, avon bar mor, if somebody wants to just swallow down the mor, lo yotza. Why is matzah, and says the Shulchan Aruch, the tam maror be'inen v'leka. You have to taste the maror and you don't have it. And Mr. Brewer says a few short words. The tam maror be'inen shi'argish hamirirus b'fiv zeichli maror's chayayim. What's the Shulchan Aruch teaching us? The Shulchan Aruch is teaching us that maror and matzah are two different dinim. Maror is a din, matzah is a din achila. Achila, you have to have a kazayis. Achila means you have to chew it. If you didn't chew it, achila means that you have to get it into your body. And if you got it into your body, it's fine. As long as it's a normal derech achila, somewhat. On the other hand, matzah, maror, is v'yamoror es chayayim. So if you're going to get maror into your system, but you're not going to feel the taste, you're not going to, you will have not done what the Torah says, as Rashi and Parshas Bo'i told us, zeicha v'yamoror es chayayim. And therefore the halacha is that maror doesn't have to have a kazayis. Even if you ate less than a kazayis, you were yotzei. The Stipler in Masechet Brachos Siman Vav quotes a Netziv. The Netziv says that if somebody ate a kezayis matzah and he eats more, he's mekayim a mitzvah. Says the Stipler, I have a kasha on that Netziv. The Gemara Masechet Brachos, Daf Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Beis, says that if somebody only has one vegetable, so what should he do? He needs that vegetable both for karpas and for maror. So the Gemara quotes a machloikas, Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. Rav Huna says, you make the bracha hadoma before the karpas, and then when you use the exact same vegetable later, you'll make a bracha al achilas maror. Rav Chisda says, how could you do that? He says, after somebody ate the maror at the beginning of the Seder, because he only has this one vegetable, now he's going to make a bracha al achilas maror? Makes no sense. Ask the Stipler if the Netziv is right. The Netziv says that if somebody eats, every time you eat, you're getting a mitzvah. So what's bothering Rav Chisda? Yes, I ate maror at the beginning of the Seder, and then I'll eat maror at the end of the Seder. Again, later in the Seder for maror, I'm getting a mitzvah every time, so I can make a bracha then. In fact, the halacha is, by Chanukah, Rabbi Kiva Ega says, in the Tshuvas, regarding Hilchas Chanukah, now let's say somebody lit his Chanukah candles, and he forgot to make a bracha. And then later on, while the Chanukah candles are on, he realizes, oi, I forgot to make a bracha. The halacha is that he can make the bracha any time during that half an hour. Even though, Rabbi Kiva Ega points out, we know the halacha is, kafsa, the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, kafsa ein zakeh lo, that if the candles go out, I don't have to light the candles again. So I already fulfilled the mitzvah. So how can I still make the bracha? As long as the mitzvah is going on, says Rabbi Kiva Ega, I could still make a bracha. So here too, I'm eating maror again. So, and that's why the Netziv is correct, says the Paiskim, that as long as you're eating matzah, you can make a bracha, even though you ate a kezayis. And in fact, with this we can answer a question that the Yeshuas Yaakov poses. Yeshuas Yaakov says that they had a real issue the first year that Klal Yisrael were in Eretz Yisrael, when they arrived in Eretz Yisrael, Pesach. How could they eat matzah? They only had tvua that was chadash. All the grain that in Eretz Yisrael was new grain. And chadash is not. Chadash is asur. And matzah, so how could they eat the matzah? The answer is, essay, the Yerushalmi says, essay doicha loisa say. The essay of achilas matzah is doicha the loisa say of eating, is doicha the loisa say of eating chadash. But ask the Ur V'tumim, that we know the Gemara says that when Moshe Rabbeinu was nifta, they forgot all of the shiurim. So if they forgot all of the shiurim, so how could they eat? They could only eat as much as they have to. If they can eat more, then they don't have esse doichalaisa say. So how could they have eaten matzah? They don't know what amount to eat. So how are we going to answer this question? But now that we have the vort of the Netziv, that the Netziv teaches us that for every achilas matzah, you mekayim a mitzvah, so it doesn't make a difference what the shear is. You keep on being mekayim a mitzvah. But getting back to our Gemara, if the Netziv is right tomorrow, if the Netziv is right, that every time you eat some maror, you mekayim a mitzvah, so why does Rav Chisda say that you can't make the achilas maror until later in the Seder? You can't make the achilas maror later in the Seder because you already ate the maror at the beginning. So what? When you're eating the maror later, you'll be mekayim the mitzvah again. And you make a bracha every time you mekayim the mitzvah. Just like Rabbi Kivega by the Chanukah menorah. So it's simple, Teretz. all the Mepharshim say, is that, yes, theoretically, Rav Chisda agrees that you could be mekayim the mitzvah of maror, even if you eat it a second time. But of course, when you make a bracha, the l'chatchila, the way of making a bracha, is making the bracha before you first time you eat the mitzvah, do the mitzvah. So, if you're going to eat the same vegetable, says Rav Chisda, for karpas and maror, don't wait to make the bracha of alchilas maror to later, but make the bracha earlier. It's a nice teretz, but that teretz works only in a situation where I don't have any other issues confronting me. But in our situation, we have another issue confronting us. And that is that we have a problem in our Gemara, that we have a problem that we're not going to be doing the Seder properly, that we're making the Achilas Maror at the beginning of the Seder when we're eating the Maror, when the right time to make the Bracha is making it later. So, yes, typically make the Bracha before you do the Mitzvah. But this is not a typical situation. But according to the way we're explaining, it's very understandable. Since the Mitzvah of eating Maror is the experience of Yemaros Chayim, so it's different than eating matzah. Matzah, as we explained earlier, the Shalom Eishev, there's a mitzvah achila. So every time I eat, I'm a kayim a mitzvah. Maror, there is no mitzvah achila. Maror is an experience to remember for Yemaros Chayim. Once you experience the Yemaros Chayim, you can't experience it a second time. You can only experience it once. That's what it says Rav Chisda. Lacha shemila treisi imenu. After you ate the maror, now you want to eat the maror again? Doesn't do anything. You already had that experience, and that's why Rav Chisda says you have to make the bracha later. And it could be now. Rav Huna, Rav Chisda, Rav Huna who does hold that you make the bracha later, it could be that the machloikis of Rav Chisda and Rav Huna is exactly the machloikis that we've been discussing in this year between the Magen Avraham and the Sfas Emes and the Chacham Shloimeh. The Rav Chisda says he could use anything for Maror. Just get the experience of Yemaros Chayeyim. And therefore you have to make the bracha al Chilas Maror right before you eat it the first time when you have that experience. Rav Huna, on the other hand, is going to say Maror is not just an experience of Yemaros Chayeyim. Maror is an experience, is a chiv to eat specifically these five vegetables. And therefore, Maror has a chiv achila. And if Maror has a chiv achila, that's why we eat it later in the Seder. Now we come back to the other question that we asked. We asked, if so, that Maror you could eat less than a kezayis, the Shabbos Aryeh's Vart. Maror is only an experience of Yemaros Chayeyim. So why do we make a bracha of Achilas Maror? We should not make the bracha Achilas Maror and not have to eat a kezayis. So certainly, if we follow the opinion of Rav Huna, the Rav Huna is maybe saying that Maror is not just an experience. Maror also is a chi of Achila. So therefore, that's why we make a bracha Achilas Maror. But even according to Rav Chisda, we go back to the Vart that we spoke about earlier, Rav Chaim's Vart. According to Rav Chaim, Maror b'zman hazeh indeed is only the Rabbanan, but Maror will be achiv deraisa when the Beis HaMikdash comes. And for that, we already eat it, we make that, but for that, we already make the bracha of Al-Chilas Maror. But it doesn't work, because according to Rav Chaim, even then, Maror won't have achiv kezayis. So we still have a question why we have to make an achilas maror, not a bracha of why we make a bracha achilas maror and end up eating a kezayis. The truth is, there is a question, what is the right girsa of the bracha? Rav Huna actually says al achilas maror. Rav Chisda says lechel maror. And that could be maybe the machlokes. Indeed, according to Rav Huna, that you have to eat one of the five types of vegetables mentioned in the Mishnah. So that's why you make an achilas maror. It has a chi of achila. According to Rav Chisda, we make a bracha lechel maror. It's only an experience. It's an experience of the yamaros chayayim. So there's no chiyav achila. And it could be that according to Rav Chisda, indeed you wouldn't have to eat a kazayas to be yotze the mitzvahs maror. But as we think about this, we come to the recognition. So posh pshat, the chachmas shloima is a much bigger makel than the Magen Avraham. The Chacham Shloim is telling us that we could use any type of vegetable for maror. But now, I saw the Paiskim say that that would actually open up a problem. Because if you could use any type of vegetable for maror, the Shkitzah Shulchan Aruch says that you could use that al minig, he says the mitzvah min amufchor, to use for karpas, tznoim, radishes. But if, according to the Chacham Shloima, you could use radishes for maror, and the Gemara we just discussed a whole issue. What happens if you have only one vegetable that you could use maror, that you could use both for maror, that you need for maror and for karpas? So how could I use a vegetable for karpas that I could use for maror, and I'm only going to end up with problems? So how is the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and minig by many people to use radishes? Using radishes is only going to be a problem. So the Pashup Shat, and I saw this in the Seif of the Yagd Moshe, is if you're using the same vegetable for maror and karpas, then you have a problem. But if you're using different vegetables for maror and karpas, even though you could use the same vegetable, the fact that you're using different vegetables is showing that you don't want to use this vegetable, that this vegetable is not maror, and therefore, you don't have a problem. It's a very difficult answer. Because the reality is, especially as we're explaining this opinion is that you yoytza mitzvahs maror, that you yoytza mitzvahs maror with the experience. So if I experienced eating something bitter, what's the difference if I had a mind? What's the difference if I have a different vegetable for maror or I didn't have a different vegetable for maror? But now, we can maybe answer. Yes, on one hand, and this opinion holds that any vegetable could be used for maror. But even though this opinion holds that any vegetable could be used for maror, maror, we're saying, is different than anything else. Maror is zeichel v'yemaror es chayeyim. Since maror is zeichel v'yemaror es chayeyim, you have to have kavana to be yoytza, the feeling of yamaros chayeyim. As we quoted the Shulchan Aruch, if you just swallow the maror without chewing it, you're not mekayim mitzvahs maror. So yes, you could use radishes for maror. But when you're using the radish for karpas, that's not the herb that's bitter by you. And that's not when you're going to have the kavana of yamaros chayeyim. And if you're not going to have the kavana of yamaros chayeyim, then you're not yoytza the mitzvah, then you're not the mitzvah of maror, because maror requires the kavana. And with this, perhaps, we could now understand, which of course is the very difficult part of understanding the maror that we eat romaine lettuce for maror, which the Gemara Masechet Pesachim Daf Lamed Tes already asked the question, the lettuce aren't bitter. So why are we using something for maror which really isn't even bitter? The answer is because that, as the Gemara says, is tchilos arach v'soif kasha. That is the exact maror is an experience. And when we want to represent an experience, we want to represent it as similar as possible to what we're trying to remember. Says the Gemara in Masechet Pesachim, there's nothing that represents and reminds us of the experience of what we had in Mitzrayim better than Chasa, which is Tchilas Arach, the Saif HaKasha. So it may not be that bitter, but it doesn't have to be that bitter. It has to be something that reminds us of the experience. Because Mara isn't a din of Chila. Mara is a din of an experience. And therefore, Chasa, which represents that experience, is the best thing that can be used for maror. Chasra, and we should take a bizoicha to chasra, chmona alon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have rachmanos on us.